Welcome to the show, Jesse Lee Peterson is here. Thank you so much for being with me. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Lots of stuff lined up for you, but I need to get to my guest. As we all know now, that Osama bin Laden is dead. He is gone, hallelujah, and hopefully right in a pit of hell. I have with me David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, founder and president of Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, and author of a new book, The Islamic Tsunami, Israel and America in the Age of Obama. And I'm still getting that sound in my headset here. It's supposed to be fixed, but it's irritating me again already. David, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Thank you for being here. David, I want to first get your impression, your feeling about the death of Osama bin Laden.
Well, obviously, it's a reason for people to be happy. It is clearly a sign of justice being done. And having said all that, I think that that we need to get past some of the New Year's Eve atmosphere and to understand that there is still a very serious situation in this world right now and some very, very serious challenges to be had.
And give us an example of what you mean by serious.
Well, we in Israel have had a lot of experience with targeted killings. Some years back, the head of Hamas was the Hamas terrorist organization was killed in a targeted killing similar to this with Osama bin Laden. There have been a few other situations like that where top leaders in the various terrorist organizations have been killed by the Israeli government. However, these terrorist leaders anticipate that possibility could happen, and they prepare for it. So I have no doubt that Osama bin Laden prepared the infrastructure ahead of time so that there will be someone coming in to take his place and that the terrorist infrastructure will continue and they will continue to threaten terrorist attacks, to carry out terrorist attacks, and to plan for terrorist attacks.
What is the feeling in Israel today concerning the relationship with America, since we all know that Obama is not a supporter of Israel? Is that great concern, or what are the thoughts of the people there, or the heads of the government there?
Well, of course, President Obama is trying to make it look otherwise right now because he's beginning an election campaign. He knows that there is a lot of grassroots support for Israel.
Right.
But the reality is that people in Israel understand that even though there isn't great support for Israel from the Obama administration, that there is that widespread grassroots support across the United States for Israel. And let's face it, Israel is a country that was built on similar biblical foundations as the United States. It's the only real democracy in the Middle East. And by the way, the pro-democracy movement in the Middle East is anything but that. What we really are seeing is an Islamic tsunami.
Yeah.
And I'm not just quoting the title of my book. It's a domino effect that's taking place today throughout the Middle East and aiming towards the rest of the world and towards Judeo-Christian civilization. And what we're seeing right now is that the new power brokers in the Middle East are the Muslim Brotherhood and the Iranian Ayatollahs.
That's amazing, David. And America is just allowing this to happen, though. It doesn't have to be that way if we had a president who would really, in this country, who would expose the Muslim Brotherhood and really get on this. Is there anything that can be done to stop this from happening at this point?
Oh, certainly. First, we have to start calling calling things as they are.
Right.
You know, if we're facing Islamic terrorist organizations, well, let's start calling them that. They are Islamic terrorist organizations. It's not an accident that there is no organization, no terrorist organization called Holy Baptist Jihad. It just doesn't exist, and the reason is because that we don't have Baptist terrorists out there, but we do have a lot of Islamic terrorists. Every single terrorist organization, from Chechnya to Egypt to Libya to Iran, all of these terrorist organizations are Islamic. So let's just call it as it is. And once you know, Thomas Jefferson once said, "Know thine enemy," and it is essential in order to fight an enemy that you have to know what the enemy is. The second chapter in my book, The Islamic Tsunami, is called "Terrorism is not an enemy." And yes, terrorism is not an enemy. Terrorism is a tactic that's used by the Islamic terrorists.
This is the first time that the American president, the president of America, has not supported Israel. I read last night that after killing bin Laden, they gave him a proper burial. And if this is true, I can't understand, well, I can understand it, why this President Obama is so in love with Islam that you would give a person like bin Laden a proper burial.
Well, not only that, Jesse Lee, but he also said that bin Laden was not a Muslim leader. Well, I don't know what he was, if not
yeah.
that. His whole ideology was based on Islam.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're not talking about radical interpretations of Islam here. We are talking about the mainstream. Just as during the World War II and the threat from Nazism, it's true that not every single German was a Nazi, and not every single member of the Nazi Party committed acts of violence. But most of them stood by quietly while it happened,
yeah.
while millions of people were slaughtered. Well, we're seeing a similar situation today. Every time there is a moderate Muslim leader who speaks out against Islam, who speaks out against the radical Islamists, the media pounces on that person because they're so rare, they're so few and far between. And that is the proof that what we have today is a situation where, yes, not every Muslim is a terrorist. Not every Muslim supports the terrorists with money or with actions. However, you don't hear too many of them speaking out against it.
That's right. Let me take a quick break, David. We'll come back and talk about your book. 888-775-3773.
American values and families are under attack. Homosexual marriage, abortion, race problems, government corruption. Are you tired of the cultural and moral decay? If you want real change and accountability from your political and religious leaders, if you strongly believe in the family, traditional values, and honest race relations, then join Bond Action Incorporated today. Bond Action Inc. was created to educate, motivate, and rally Americans to greater involvement in the cultural and political issues that threaten our country. We need your physical, spiritual, and financial support as we work together to stand up for our families, our communities, and our nation. Contributions to Bond Action Inc. are not tax deductible. To get involved or donate, call 877-WE-ACT-77. That's 877-932-2877. Or go to www.bondaction.org.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
411-2663.
I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you so much for being with me. Talking with David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. David lives in Israel, and he knows what it's like to be a victim of a terrorist attack. He and his three-year-old son were injured in an attack once, and I am personally very concerned about Israel because we don't have a president in this great nation that, for the first time, is in support of Israel. Barack Obama, as I've said from day one, hates Israel, folks. And I am very concerned about that. If we lose Israel, we won't. But if we should lose Israel, it's over for America as well. It's not a joke. It is serious. And David is helping us to understand that. He is the author of a new book, The Islamic Tsunami, Israel and America in the Age of Obama. What do you mean by that, David? Israel and America in the Age of Obama.
If we look at Israel and the relationship between Israel and the United States over history, we see a relationship that goes back all the way to George Washington. Now I know some of the listeners may say, well, yeah, but Israel wasn't reestablished as a state until 1948. Well, the founding fathers of this country, of the United States, understood that biblical connection between the United States and Israel, because the United States is also a country that was built on biblical foundations. the imagery of Moses parting the Red Sea was presented at the Constitutional Convention by Benjamin Franklin. So if you go all the way through history, you'll find presidents such as John Adams, John Quincy Adams, Abraham Lincoln, Harry Truman, who all spoke very, very positively about the relationship with Israel. Things started to shift a little bit with Jimmy Carter, but for the most part, most presidents were pro-Israel. Now the problem that we have with President Obama is that from the beginning, he never had a fondness for Israel, even before he was elected.
Yeah,
he was busy palling around with all of these pro-Palestinians, pro-Muslim terrorists. He had a relationship going back many, many years with black Muslim radicals. At the same time that Martin Luther King was warning against that, President Obama was cultivating relationships with them.
Amazing.
And so President Obama has never had a fondness for Israel. And certainly I know he says that he's a Christian, but he has never had the fondness for Israel that many Christians in America have.
I don't know the depths of his relationship with Islam. I know it's there. I believe it. But one thing I know for sure, Obama is not a Christian. There's nothing that says that Obama is a Christian. That's for sure.
Well, there's President Obama who says it, but
right.
But that's not the point. I judge people by their actions.
Yeah.
And his positions certainly show a lot more sympathy to the Islamic world than to the Christian world.
The Hamas called Bin Laden killing a holy war. The Muslim Brotherhood call it an assassination. Do you think these people may organize together and we're going to see more and more attacks, even worse than what we've seen in the past?
There's no question about that. I have to correct the quote there. The Hamas actually said that. They said, we condemn the assassination and the killing of an Arab holy warrior.
Wow.
Those are the exact words. Obviously, the Arab holy warrior being Bin Laden. So the Hamas, what's really frightening about all this is that the Hamas, and it hasn't made the news much because of the killing of Bin Laden, but as of Wednesday, that's tomorrow, there's going to be a signing of an agreement, a unity agreement between the Fatah, a terrorist organization which runs the Palestinian Authority in Israel, and the Hamas terrorist organization. The two of them are signing a unity pact, and as you just pointed out, the Hamas is in favor of Al Qaeda and Bin Laden. You know, so this is what we're up against in Israel. I think it's time for the rest of the world to get on board and understand that what's going on is that all of these Islamic terrorist organizations are in cahoots.
Yeah, yeah.
There may be internal rivalries between them, but what we are seeing is one big Islamic tsunami going on, and they are all against the West. They are all against the United States or against Israel. And it's time for people to wake up, and hopefully the killing of Bin Laden and the discussions around the killing of Bin Laden can be an opportunity for people to wake up to the threat that they are facing today, not any less than they were 2 days ago.
I agree. Tell the folks how to get your book, David.
All they have to do, if they're internet savvy, is just to get on Amazon. And just get on Amazon, type in Islamic Tsunami, David Rubin, and they can order the book right away. If anyone is not internet savvy, they can just dial a phone number, 1-800-431-1579. That's 1-800-431-1579. And just tell them you'd like to order The Islamic Tsunami by David Rubin, and you'll have it within a day or two.
My final question, we have about a minute and a half left. Which would have been better, to capture Bin Laden alive or kill him as they did?
Well, it's very easy to look in retrospect.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not easy to make that decision on sight, even though I understand that they were ordered to kill him. Frankly, it probably would have been better to get him alive, simply because of the intelligence information that could be had about the entire infrastructure of Al-Qaeda.
Right.
I was just reading a short while ago that the information that was given at Gitmo in the interrogations of the various terrorists there gave them information that helped them to track down Bin Laden. So in general, it's better to get them alive.
Yeah. Well, David, I appreciate what you're doing, and thank you for being with us. The book is The Islamic Tsunami, Israel and America in the Age of Obama, by David Rubin, and I really want to encourage the people to get the book. Thank you, David, for what you're doing, and thanks for being with us this morning.
You're welcome. Good to be with you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.